Overheard at RE Plus Texas Conference, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. Texas at Center of the Renewable Industries Growth, San Antonio. The newly rebranded RE Plus Texas Conference last week attracted hundreds of renewable energy professionals out to gain information on the latest trends and policies affecting the Texas market. The event couldn't have been hosted in a more appropriate state. According to the event's presenters, the Solar Energy Industries Association and Smart Electric Power Alliance, Texas produces more electricity than any other state, generating almost twice as much as Florida, the second highest producing state, ranks sixth nationally for solar installations with 2.5 gigawatts and expects to install another 4 gigawatts of capacity over the next 5 years, which would make it the nationwide leader in solar energy. And leads the nation in wind power generation and produced 1/4 of all the U.S. wind-powered electricity in 2017. Amy Hart, Sunrun and AMPI, CAPR, TO Insider LLC, Milwaukee-based Sunrun, has been involved in the Texas market since 2017, with its main footprints in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. And, quote, Texas is well-positioned, and, quote, said Amy Hart, Sunrun's vice president of public policy. End quote. It's an interesting market because you can actually have conversations about the value of solar and you can work in that competitive market space. End quote. Texas Senator Jostian Postopalo Tibetan Man and Wich Dadis, or D, who has represented San Antonio for 25 years, either in Austin or on the city council, said he was relieved that last year's legislation in the wake of the devastating winter storm left renewable resources somewhat unscathed. Texas State Senator Jose Ant Atili Mompatelden, Capitandas and Capave Rartio Insider LC, and CODA, I was really worried there was going to be a greater attack on the industry than thermal generation. I don't believe we had anything that came out of legislation that would hurt renewables, end quote, he said, and a quote, there was a desire for renewables to play a greater role in paying for reliability. Because they're not reliable, they should pay more into the grid for reliability, end quote, men and Atuldadare and Ampatire copy op copy. In Inpada and quotes solar champion and quote solar champion and specialty affairs referred to as regulatory and legislative affairs referred to as and quote solar champion and quote said he found it and quote laughable and that renewable resources taking advantage of federal tax credits have been criticized for putting traditional energy sources at a disadvantage and ute. We've been giving tax breaks to the oil industry for years in this state and poaching. He said, and quote, it's been the investment that the renewable industry has been making in the desolate places of West Texas and all across the state that has produced economic benefits for Texans. Typically, renewable energy is seen as the space of the center left or left. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. And quote, Michael Jewell, Jewell and Amp Amps Associates and Eric Coppia Section and Equity RTO Insider LLC Consultant. Michael Jewell, a former Republican government staffer and now a board member for Conservative Texans for Energy Innovation, agreed. He said forming the organization took a lot of, quote, cajoling, end quote, but that the end justifies the means. And, quote, we need that conservative voice. We need a conservative voice that has the credentials but also gets it, and Jewell said. End quote. The true conservative that supports the innovation in the energy space is talking about why clean energy matters from a conservative perspective. More and more conservatives are recognizing that rooftop solar is not only about a clean environment, it's about resiliency. It's about having self-control over your energy and, quote, panelists debate new market designs. ERCOT market experts engaged in an entertaining discussion on the market redesign proposals being considered at the state's Public Utility Commission. Beth Garza, R Street and Amp Copy, RTO Insider LLC. Beth Garza, the grid operator's former market monitor and a senior fellow at R Street Institute, stressed the need for resource adequacy requirements paired with load-serving entities' obligations to meet reliability requirements. She was part of a team funded by NRG Energy and Exelon that filed one of several proposals last fall that are being considered by the PUC. And quote, in a world we're heading toward, in a world where variable energy resources, zero marginal cost resources are becoming even more prevalent, the market will not provide enough revenue for all that capacity that needs to be recovered, end quote, Garza said. End quote, generators need to get paid, but what they're getting paid today are through energy prices with no scarcity, and energy prices with scarcity, which can be a handful of hours a day. Historically, the newest units added to the system were the most efficient, and so that provided a gap to fund the less efficient stuff. That's no longer the case with zero marginal cost resources. And quote, Jay Zarnikow, a research fellow at the University of Texas's Economic Department and one of the authors of a report for the PUC on the storm's enduring blackouts, said he agreed with Garza's analysis, but not the focus on capacity. End quote. One of the things we found out with Winter Storm Uri was we had a lot of capacity, but that capacity didn't work. There was snow on the panels, wind turbines that couldn't turn, and quote, he said, although the report indicates every source of generation failed. In fact, I don't like to measure reliability with a goal of capacity. I like to use the existing assets more efficiently. I don't think the answer is building more power plants. There are a lot of things we can do with existing production, better things we can do with pricing, things we can do with reserve margins and capacity. I like to do things to get more efficiencies out of the market. And quote, University of Texas's Jay Zernike and Allison Silverstein share a light moment. An AMP copy, RTO Insider LLC, Allison Silverstein, former FERC and PUC staffer and consultant with an eponymous practice, offered a, and quote, sobering dash of realism, end quote, our legislature, our political governing class in the state in the PUC is enamored of the concept of dispatchable resources and of command and control, end quote, she said, and quote, because by God, if you can turn the knobs, maybe those plants won't freeze up. And, Silverstein said, their plan to increase reliability by building more dispatchable gas plants won't work well because there is a lack of planned gas generation, end quote. There's so few gas plants in the interconnection queue today that you could raise the level of payment of prices for gas plants, and you wouldn't get a lot more gas plants online anytime real soon, end quote, she said. End quote. So, great concept, let's raise prices really high so that those prices go to the people who are already running inefficient gas and oil and coal plants today. That's not a solution that makes me happy because it won't improve day-to-day reliability, nor will it save costs or will it achieve any efficiencies. All it will do is fatten up the existing fleet. And quota integrated DERs pose a challenge. Panelists discussing distributed energy resources opportunities and challenges in the state were bullish on the customer.